Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Onlar, or They in Turkish, is a powerful video installation created by Turkish artist İpek Duben, looking at how people find themselves positioned as outsiders, even within their own society, and how we regard societies different from our own as the other. Onlar is on at Fabrica, and it takes the form of a number of video interviews positioned around a darkened room, each with its own listening point, where you hear a translation of the story being told. Well, our reporters Alicia Theobald and Holly Simpson have been to see it. Can you describe a little bit more about what you experience as you walk into that gallery?
It's so, like, bizarre. Like, you walk in and it's just pitch black. And then you just have, like, these people on screens, and then you just, like, stay under this little dome, and then you can hear what they're saying, and it's really quite eye-opening.
It is. I have to say, without sounding too pretentious, it was a really intimate experience for me. When I went in, it was obviously very dark and you can't see anyone else, but you can just see these projections of people talking about these really incredible, saddening stories. It was really, really cool.
There is something about it. When you first walk in, you hear a kind of a babble of voices, and it's very hard to pick the voices out, and they're talking in their own language as well. And you have to go right up to each individual video installation to hear the translation. Did you get an idea of the kind of stories that were being told?
Yeah, at first I found it quite difficult separating their language from the English as well. But yeah, I heard a woman talking about her place in Turkey, obviously, and the differences between males and females, which was obviously quite a big topic to talk about. And I really like listening to that kind of thing. It's really interesting to get an insight, obviously, because it's very different to over here. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was just so eye-opening. While I was listening to it, it kind of brought a tear to my eye.
Really?
Because I was like, oh, like, I don't generally didn't know about what was going on. So there's stuff going on in Turkey, but I never really heard anything so personal and things like that, which was really nice.
And the people involved in it have actually put themselves at quite a lot of risk, because they do ask that you don't photograph at the exhibition, because if those people's faces are actually seen, then they could potentially be under threat from the Turkish regime. I mean, how well do you think it worked as a way of actually telling those stories? Because it's an unusual way to do it, you know, having it within an art exhibition as a video installation.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Holly said, it was really intimate, so obviously, because you're so, it literally is like one-on-one with these people. Like, even though you don't actually know them, it's very intimate. And I just feel like you heard their stories from their point of view and not from another point of view. Because sometimes you can watch things like that and you can not feel like their connection, but with that, you really could.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. It's just hearing their story, their point of view, everything. Yeah.
So it sounds like it comes recommended.
Definitely, yeah, 100% go check it out.
Definitely.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that, Holly and Alicia. And on tomorrow's programme, we're going to be hearing from Onlar's creator, İpek Duben, talking in more detail about the work. And They, or Onlar in Turkish, is a Fabrica gallery on the runs through to the 29th of May, and it's free entry. So now we return to Holly and Alicia's reports from the Brighton Festival, taking us back to Saturday and the opening children's parade.
We have made it to the end of the children's parade and everyone is in such high spirits, and it's just great to see so many people enjoying themselves. Currently I can see a unicorn being carried past me, which is amazing. It's so colourful. I think the rest of the festival is going to be incredible, and this is a great start to it.
What did you enjoy most about the parade?
Singing and meeting my friends.
It's been brilliant. This is the first one I've been to, and I've got the two little ones, so I wasn't sure how they'd enjoy it, but they've absolutely loved it. I'll definitely be back again. And I can't believe the crowds, there's absolutely tons of people. And I can't wait to find out what else is happening around the city.
Well done.
We were Poetry in Motion, and our poem was Ever Foxes by Carol Ann Duffy. I was the flag bearer and I'm a chicken, and this is Emil, who is also a chicken and who is in the Samba parade.
So we did We Love Tabuki, and we did F for Fox.
The atmosphere is incredibly positive and happy. It's uplifting, actually, I think. It really is. And that's what creativity does for people.
5,000 or more people in a parade. 67 schools and bands. What a parade this is.
There we go. Alicia Theobald and Holly Simpson reporting there from the Brighton Festival, from the Children's Parade, opening the festival on Saturday. And big thanks as well to Thameslink Trains for supporting our reporters, Alicia and Holly.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.